Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed.
With Visit New Jersey Travel and Tourism.
Discover stunning beaches, boardwalks, cultural cities, spectacular shopping meccas, and of course the Jersey Shore.
The Garden State awaits at visitnj.org/ie.
Ed Finn is back with us for Talking Travel, and we're going to take a look at Marrakesh today, Ed.
I mean, aside from the fact that it was 18 degrees last week, Trina, Morocco is actually a really wonderful country. I travelled around there a good few years ago, I suppose, about 14 years ago. I went to Casablanca and Rabat, the capital, Fez. But Marrakesh, I've spent a few days there and I wanted to go back, but it's really, really something else. And we have a new direct flight with Aer Lingus, Trina, which is brilliant. It started last October and it's 3 hours, 20 minutes and you're in the sunshine, which is great. But it's a real cultural immersion and food and, you know, all the interesting things. Now, just to give you an idea, I actually got a package with Click and Go, one of the operators, because they put the itineraries together. They've loads of deals there. But what was interesting was they had a bit of an earthquake there last year and I had been reading about this very interesting gentleman called James Wicks, who during the earthquake had been feeding. He opened the restaurant in his hotel, La Fornace, which means the oven, and he started feeding 100 people a day, and within a week he was up to 600 meals a day. And next thing, he got an MBE from King Charles for his work. So it was lovely to meet him, and he was really, really interesting. He went over there 13 years ago to help his dad out running the hotel, and he's still there and he loves it with his wife. So the Fornace, so it's a 10, where I was staying was like right in the middle of the old Medina. Now you're think like streets, bazaars, like you go back in time, you know, there's motorbikes, there's donkeys, there's all sorts. But I mean, the one thing I must say about it is I felt totally safe there the whole time, you know, because you'd be a bit worried about that sometimes. And the hotel is so nice. Beautiful big rooms. When you went in, there's a swimming pool in the atrium of the hotel. They call them Riads, but this is a boutique hotel and a spa. Really, really beautiful. I mean, if you want to just like for a romantic or a really interesting get away from it all break, I had a lovely little terrace. When you opened the door of my room, I had a lovely little balcony with little tables and chairs and beautiful plants overlooking the little pool below.
Are there rules, Ed, in Marrakesh when it comes to the clothing that the women have to wear? Like, do you have to cover up or anything like that?
No, it's not. It's not like that at all. Now, you will see some local ladies like that will have their cover up. But no, I mean, I was in all the different cafes and I was being served by women everywhere and none of them were wearing anything, just like you were here. So it's not you don't have to worry about that at all. When you go into some of the churches, like in Rome, you have to just cover your shoulders. I think that's really all you have to do. The only time I was ever in any trouble in a church in Rome was with the nun, Trina, who didn't cover her shoulders. Would you believe that? That'll tell you. Anyway, it's another story.
You're nice to drink, are you, as well? I shouldn't have even asked this question because Ed wouldn't go anywhere unless you were able to have a glass of wine. Alcohol is permitted and everything,
It is, absolutely. And I mean, the one thing as well about what I loved, the place I stayed, they have a restaurant there, Trina, because, you know, the French were there for years. So Le Clos au Mur, which means the hole in the wall. And it's a quite famous restaurant. If you look it up, you'll see loads of Condé Nast and loads of amazing reviews about it. So I had the most gorgeous glasses of Sauvignon Blanc and wine there, and I had a lovely cocktail with my meal. So of course, in the hotels and stuff. But some places you'll go, some of the restaurants, one restaurant I went to one night for a kebab and stuff, they just had soft drinks and stuff, and that was fine. But like most of them, you can get alcohol there in any of the kind of really nice restaurants. The food there was phenomenal. You know, when you have a meal somewhere and you're like, oh my God, that was just one to remember. They do all these gorgeous slow cooked meals with the herbs and the spices. You know, the tagine is a big thing there, of course, going back to the Berbers. You know, you can do a lot of things with those. And one thing, Trina, that's brilliant, just to say to you, I mean, I did something incredible. I went to this place called the Secret Garden, which was only 9 minutes walk from where I was staying. And you go into this garden and it's an Islamic garden and an exotic garden. And you should see it. I'll send you some pictures up. Absolutely incredible. And there's guys there doing hand-painted art. There's fountains, water, the most beautiful plants. And again, you know, you're talking sort of, you know, January, February time, 18 degrees. It was so lovely. That was really special. Le Jardin Secret. And the lady there, Fatima, and Abdu, my guide, he gave me a wonderful tour around the whole place. And then there's a gorgeous cafe. You can sit up a rooftop cafe And that's one thing about Marrakesh, Trine, as well. There's loads of rooftop cafes and bars where you can look over everything. I highly recommend that you do a sightseeing tour, Trine, right? Now, the guide that I used, he was top on booking.com and he was top on Airbnb, Jamal. So I just booked it. It was just €22. And you turn up. I turned up at the Kowtoubi Mosque, which overlooks the famous square, Trine, which is called Jamal El Fana, which means place of death or execution. That's what it used to be years ago, right? God, now okay. It's full of snake charmers, bazaars, restaurants. If you like handbags, leather, clothes, you're going to go mental here. And the tour with Jamal was incredible. And he brought us into all these amazing places. And he brings you into a place there where there's all these herbs and spices. They have a thing called Ramadan tea, which they drink there when it's Ramadan. So that keeps them full. So if you want to lose a few pounds, I've about 4 bags of that I brought home in the bag, which was great. They have argan oil, you know, the famous argan oil, the real thing that you buy, and all these different kind of treatments and holistic ways. So I loved all that stuff. But the one thing about it as well, Trina, is it's an amazing place to do excursions and tours from, because you're only 40 minutes from the desert, quad biking, camel rides. You can spend a night under the stars. You can go ballooning for €100. You can do the whole excursion. They pick you up and you balloon over the desert.
What language do they speak? Do they speak English in Marrakesh?
Yeah, absolutely. English, French and Berber, the local language. Of course, that whole part of North Africa was the Berbers, and that's another thing that's lovely that I did as well. You can go into the Atlas Mountains, Trina, and you can have tea with the Berber family, and it's so amazing to see the ladies making the crafts, all the different textiles, the stuff they make there is phenomenal. And just to give it a, like Marrakesh, Morocco itself, the food, the vegetables, the fruit they grow there. I mean, they have 50 types of oranges, for example, right? Only 50. And it's just so healthy, the food. Like they had the, when we were there now, they have all these different juices that you, pomegranate was in season. So for a few euro, they do a fresh pomegranate juice for you and you're bouncing around the place after it because, you know, it's a power food. It's something so different and I really enjoyed it. And it said, if you want something for that lovely romantic kind of break, the music, everywhere you go as well, Trina, I went to one cafe and it was called the World of Storytelling Cafe. And would you believe it? They just had the World Storytelling Championships there and an Irish lady, Maria Gillan, was there and they beat the Guinness Book of Records or the Guinness record. 80 hours, 35 minutes, Trina.
Ed, you could have beaten that.
Listen,
have you been
well,
there?
I was just going to say you and me maybe because, you know, you're great for the old chats as well. Imagine 80 hours, Trina, 35 minutes. When you go into the cafe, I went in because they do gorgeous, like lovely vegetable soup. It was a vegan restaurant, but the beautiful food. Omar asked me, he's in a beautiful kind of a cape, and he said, would you like a story? So when you go to this place, it's again a few minutes from Le Fernacci. They just sit down and they just tell you a story. So he was telling me about some shepherd that was heartbroken over someone that he met and then she vanished or something. But like, it was fabulous. Like 10 minutes.
You were saying it'd be a lovely break for a nice romantic break, but am I right in saying that kissing in public is banned?
Well, I hope so, Trina. I hate when I see people kissing in public.
Oh, we're hating as well, but when you're standing in the supermarket queue.
I lock myself away here at home. No, seriously. Listen, it's very European there. I met some on the trip I was on. There was a lovely Australian young couple on their honeymoon and they weren't holding back on the holding hands and
not
kissing.
They're in jail now, though, of course. So,
yeah, I didn't see them since. No.
Would you get hassled much? Do you know the markets and things like that?
Yeah,
you feel like,
very nice. It's a very subtle hassle. In fact, I wandered all around the place. And by the way, you'll get lost there because the streets are just, I mean, it's just all these beautiful streets and cafes. And as I said, like, there's lovely in the main square. It's huge there, right? So you come out and you see like it's the biggest open air restaurant in the world. And don't be afraid to try the street food as well. You know, it's really, I mean, I tried it. It was really good. But yeah, they're very nice and very friendly. I mean, I was lost a few times and a few guys helped me to find my way to the secret garden. It's that much of a secret, Trina. I couldn't find it, but it was great fun. And they're so nice. I mean, I know you're always kind of aware about, you know, going to different countries. But Marrakesh, I must say, it was just a joy. And the other thing as well, it's not that they hassle. If you go to Istanbul and you do the bazaars there, you might be thinking it's like that or Kusadasi, Trina, you know, or something. Mm. But it wasn't like that at all. But they do, they just, they say hello to you, would you like to duck? But they don't run after you or anything like that. It was very civilised.
And they're up for a haggle, are they, on the price in that as well?
Yeah, they are. I got a gorgeous, beautiful little piece of art. Your man hand painted it for me and he signed it. It was 45. I got it for 33. So, and I, you know, I was happy with that. It's absolutely beautiful and I love it. And so unique. You really want, like, the amount of things that you can buy there, which are just, I suppose, unique. The other thing, Trine, as well, you know, Yves Saint Laurent, you know, the famous Yves Saint Laurent. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, his garden is there. That's also stunning. I mean, people go there in their droves to see that because it's so beautiful. The blues, the colors are amazing. Essaouira, which is just 2 hours away, is by the sea, by the way. Again, very famous for Jimi Hendrix. You know, Orson Welles went there and stayed there for years. A lot of stars as well, famous people like George Clooney, Madonna. Loads of the stars have moved to Marrakesh, Trina, because they love that artsy mix of music, you know. And there's a lot of them now have houses there and live there. So that's,
I say, there's
idea.
A lot of movies set there as well.
Yeah, no, I mean it's an Instagram dream. I mean, there was smoke coming out of my phone because I couldn't stop taking photographs. Like, it's just it's just so beautiful, all the different buildings. And, you know, there's a mix of like the churches and the history. But Jamal, like the guy, the walking tour, I would say to anyone, I'll put up the details. Definitely, like I'd book Jamal for like 2 or 3 days myself, because, you know, I'm not great at like sightseeing and direction sometimes. But it was just so easy with him. And he knows all the places. He brought us into markets and like we were drinking tea with them and the biscuits. That's the big welcome you get when you arrive at the hotels there. You get beautiful tea and lovely little biscuits. And of course, the cakes and stuff there. I mean, again, the dessert I had in that, the Chloe Moore, the hole in the wall, the restaurant, I won't forget it for a while. It was stunning, Trina, stunning. Oh, so like, don't be afraid at all. There's ATMs as well. You know, I mean, there's ATMs that you can go to that don't charge any commission. So okay. Jamal was telling us, you know, use these ones. So I'd book that straight away. If I was like, and as I said, like Click and Go put the package together for me, which I like because it meant that they gave me all the, you know, they said, we've a sightseeing tour for you, Ed, day one. So, you know, the flight gets in about 5 o'clock. The hotel sent a car to pick me up. And the next morning after breakfast, another thing, Trina, by the way, there's no time limit on the breakfast in the place I stayed in, the Fornaci. You can have breakfast all day.
Oh, I love that. Love that.
Fabulous. You know what I mean?
I was forever missing the breakfast when I go away.
Yeah, so you won't miss it here. And the best scrambled egg I've had, breads and everything. It's just so lovely. And the birds singing, you know, and the water flowing when you're sitting in the room. Oh, it was just really, really nice.
Ed, remind us what airlines fly to Marrakesh.
Yeah, so you have Ryanair. And as I said, I went over. Aer Lingus started a new flight last October. So I went over with Aer Lingus. I must say the airport's a big airport, you know, like there's lots. So I would definitely make sure you book your transfer. The hotel did it like the part of my deal, like they had that car waiting for me. Definitely do that, because when you come out of that, you know, you don't want to be wandering around looking for taxis. It's better. And it's only 20 quid as well.
Okay, so was it far than the hotel from the airport? You know the way sometimes you arrive in these places and then it's an hour and a half to your hotel?
No, 20 minutes. And of course, I said to you, I was staying right in the old Medina, right? So I wanted to immerse myself in that. Now, you can go there and you can stay in lovely resorts outside a little bit, right? You don't need to be in the and they have beautiful swimming pools. A lot of people go there for a sun holiday and you stay outside and then they do tours into the old city. But I just actually wanted to kind of be, I was right in the old city. But I mean, I would also love, if when I go back again, I would do a week in one of those hotels out there, the Palmer area, you know, and you can have lovely swimming pools and you can have the best of both worlds there. And great for kids then as well, if you want to bring your kid. There was loads of kids on the flight over. So, you know, you have a lot of options, Trine, in terms of what kind of holiday you'd like from there. And as I said, so many choices with excursions, and they're so reasonable to do them. You can really get to see so much stuff, like deserts and waterfalls. And, you know, if you like camel rides and all that kind of stuff, great fun.
Ed Finn there from Ed Finn Travels. He'll have all the info up on his website. And we'll chat to you next week, Ed.
Thanks a million, Trina. All the best.
Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Visit New Jersey Travel and Tourism. Discover stunning beaches, boardwalks, cultural cities, spectacular shopping meccas, and of course the Jersey Shore. The Garden State awaits at visitnj.org/ie.